Taking a lead from the city of Arcata, Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors is opposing warfare with a resolution for peace in response to the Middle East crisis. Israel's actions in Gaza in response to the October 7th Hamas massacre have drawn passionate reactions, compelling supervisors to take up the resolution at their May 21st meeting. Supervisor Steve Madrone, its sponsor, said given the intensity of conflict, he believes, quote, it's important to at least make a statement about peace. He said the resolution is the same as one approved by the Arcata City Council. The resolution says, quote, there has been intolerable innocent death and destruction in the Middle East before and since October 7th, 2023, and there has been far too much division in our community. Two of its main requests are, quote, an immediate, mutual, and permanent ceasefire and total cessation of violence by all parties involved, and a mutual exchange of all hostages and civilian political prisoners. During public comment, Joanne McGarry, who said she was very involved in supporting Arcata's resolution, said Humboldt is joining the many, calling for an end to conflict. And she emphasized the point in song.
I've been thinking about Pete Seeger a lot lately, and what Pete Seeger was really great at, was using music to get the message out. So I'm gonna close with a little passage from a song Pete sang all the time. Last night I had the strangest dream I've ever dreamed before. I dreamed that all the world had said to put an end to war. Please join in the movement. Ceasefire in Gaza and in all of Palestine.
McGarry also noted that the Arcata resolution's title specifically names, quote, the Israel-Palestine conflict, and asked that the counties do the same. Other commenters strongly condemned Israel's actions. One stood at the podium with a small body-shaped bag labeled Children of Gaza and accused Israel of, quote, total genocide. But Luda Belcher said he lived in Israel when Hamas came to power in 2007 and urged support for Israel.
War is horrific. Who would not agree with this? But let's keep in mind what we're dealing with here. Hamas is an organization that's sworn to destroy the Jewish people and Israel. Make no doubt about it. Israel should be commended for its virtue in the way it's executed this, not condemned. I commend you on wanting peace, and I commend these people for their feelings. I don't think they understand exactly what they're talking about. And as far as genocide goes, I think they should look up the definition.
Supervisors mostly supported the resolution, but to varying degrees. Supervisor Mike Wilson said he supported Arcata's and is open to adopting its title. Supervisor Natalie Arroyo said she appreciates being able to, quote, speak up for the values of peace, but also acknowledged that the Middle East is incredibly complex, and she's in the process of learning about it. Board Chair Rex Bone described the resolution as being too bland to oppose.
I'll vote for this for no other reason that there isn't anything you can stick your fork into on this. This is probably one of the most benign statements that we want peace, we want all the hostages to go home, we want them all to play nice. And I mean, it's as much tapioca as I can see here, just saying, and it's the normal things. Don't kill other people, play nice, follow the rules, let everybody go home.
Supervisor Michelle Bushnell said she supports the peace statement absolutely, but quote, it doesn't capture everything, adding, there's a lot of history and a lot to know and a lot to learn. The resolution was approved with Bushnell abstaining from the vote. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.